He's won all the major prizes in tennis, and now Rafael Nadal has achieved yet another landmark. For the first time in his career, the Spaniard was able to walk out onto the centre court at the All England Club for the opening match as defending Wimbledon champion. A knee injury robbed him of that opportunity in 2009 following his first title. So 12 months after lifting the trophy here for the second time, he made the most of the honour with a comfortable victory over the hard-working American veteran Michael Russell. Not that it was completely straightforward. In the first set, Russell bravely broke the Nadal serve to go 4-2 up. But Nadal reacted straight away, winning the next six games to set up a 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 victory. The world number one says it was a special day.
Well, it's a very, very big emotion to come back to this beautiful court. It's the nicer one of the world. I never played here because when I went 2008, I didn't play in 2009, the first match. So I never saw a court like this. No, it's fantastic, and it's a really pleasure to start the tournament in the centre court.
Two players who Nadal beat on the way to his Wimbledon victory last year were Andy Murray and Thomas Burdick, and they were also winners on day one. Murray hoping to end Britain's 75-year wait for a men's singles winner at the All England Club, made the home fans nervous when he went to set down against world number 56, Daniel Jimeno Travers. But in only the third match at the championships to be played under the centre court roof, Murray held his nerve, finally breaking the Spaniard's serve in the eighth game of the second set to win it 6-3. From there, Jimeno Travers lost belief and Murray changed gears, taking the next two sets 6-love, 6-love. Meanwhile, last year's runner-up, Burdick, is a player aiming to prove he's no one-hit wonder at Wimbledon. And he had few problems in his first-round match, coasting past Filippo Volandri in straight sets in just 1 hour and 34 minutes. In the women's draw, the best things came to those who were late. The five-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams kept her opponent Akgul Amamuradova waiting for 10 minutes before finally reaching court two. Just 60 minutes later, it was all over, with Venus powering to a 6-3, 6-1 first-round win. Williams, despite injury problems, is optimistic about her chances this year.
I have a lot of expectations to go out there and play as I do in practice, which I've been hitting the ball really well. So to go out there and execute the game that I did in practice and not let anything, whether it's my opponent or myself or conditions or anything, get to me.
Meanwhile, the second and sixth seeds, Vera Zvonareva and Francesca Schiavone, had to cope with tough starts to their Wimbledon campaigns as they were taken to three sets by Alison Risk and Jelena Dokic, respectively. Evening rain means many games are unfinished overnight, so the organisers will be playing catch-up on day two. But for the likes of Nadal, Murray and Venus Williams, it's safely on to the second round.